a thing, Jay. We never thought it could be us that you were running away from.
Just to you hold. What you doing?
Hey, chicken. I'm just listening to this hot new radio station out of the Mission.
Wow, what's it called?
It's called Radio Valencia.
Cool. Well, how are we listening to this?
I'm listening to it on the internet.
The internet?
The internet!
You can listen to radio stations on the internet?
You can listen to radio stations on the radio or on the internet.
Wow, how do we listen to it on the radio?
On the radio dial?
Yeah.
It's 87.7 on your FM dial.
And
or radiovalencia.fm on your internet dial.
Wow, do you like the Ramones?
I love the Ramones, chicken, because you told me to.
Won't even answer at all. I've got those teleop blues. His wife will say he's shopping or he's up in the loft, or else she'll tell me off because his miffy's gone soft. I've called up 8 cinemas and 43 wimpy bars, and everyone was engaged. I bet that when I die they will put up a plaque saying R.I.P. but she'll ring you back. 'Cause till the day that I drop I still be calling that shop. I've got those teleop blues. And another thing, I'm getting more and more bored with all those blokes from abroad. I've got those teleop blues. Lines made expect me to sit here and sell, when every second dealer is called Mr. Patel. When you're dialing, when you're dialing, the whole world seems Hindu. My darndest to please, but I cannot speak Maltese or answer questions in Greek. And though I do my best, yet and I feel a burk offering fruity blue to a Randy Turk. I know that's one CTM I won't be calling again. I've got those teleop blues, let me tell you about it.
Castle's been gloomy every night. Count Dracula's been keeping out of sight. He's been away a long, long time.
I had to make a record with a friend of mine.
Jack, Jack! Jack, Jack!
Castle's really jumping every night.
Ooh, Jack, Jack!
They're doing the drag, Jack, the drag.
Igor's unchained and he's doing it right. The coffins are opening left in the ground.
Now is the time to really shake them down.
The zombies and werewolves are having a ball.
It's mashed potato time.
Drax looking for his wife all over the hall.
Vampira, where are you?
Well, Vampira's getting up and she's raring to go.
But first I'm thirsty, make mine tight go.
Oh, there you are, my darling. So nice to see you again.
Ah, my dear, we've all missed you so. But tell me, where is your friend the monster? Wasn't he supposed to come too?
Ah, yes. But he has become a big record star. And tonight, he's going to appear on the Jackie Gleason show.
Jack,
Everybody's up and they're starting to run. Cause they can't get caught by the sun.
Good night, my friends.
Darling, what is the number of your private line?
It's Creekwood 4-5-7-8-9.
You can call me up and have a day, any old time.
You know, darling, I like this vocal group. They sing from the jugular vein.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them, my darling.
But I am hungry. Is there anything to eat?
Oh, my dear, have a heart.
I think I will.
My dear, you look so tired. Your coffin's all prepared. Won't you get some rest?
Yes, I haven't had a good day's rest in weeks.
Come, my darling.
Good night, my friend.
Thank you. is on the LA Weekly. To wipe his ass with. Yeah, totally.
We'll be right back. My name is Louis Louis, and I'm here to tell you about a new dance called the Touchy. It is a wonderful idea for people to get together and touch. You can dance now touching hand to hand, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, ear to ear, or foot to nose, or what have you. I made this recording all by myself. I play every instrument that you will hear, including harps, bells, scratchers, Moog synthesizers, and what have you. The first thing I have to do is this. To be a touchy, must have a wild trumpet introduction. Did you hear that ending? Pa, 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 pa. Unless it has that ending, it is not a touchy. And I'll tell you why. That ending, pa, 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 means one, two, touch no more. And that's how you break. And that's how you stop. Otherwise, you would keep touching and touching.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punched cards, the computer says,
He saw the cat.
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards...
He saw the cat.
The computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
Mr. Watson, come here. I want you.
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep.
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules stored in its memory. The objective of this program is to formulate a minimum set of rules for making plausible English speech. The next two selections, however, were produced by analyzing a person's speech and reconstructing it synthetically on a computer. The objective here is to duplicate the sounds and transitions made by a human speaker, including his dialect and accent. With such a program, the computer sounds like this.
Men strive but seldom get rich. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words about Texas.
And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Welcome to Cheap Pooch. This is DJ Lipo, and today we are packing our bags
and leaving the country. I wish that was physically possible right now, but this will have to do. All the music today will be from somewhere other than here and will mostly be in a language other than English. I'll spare you my attempts at pronouncing song titles and the names of these talented artists, but instead we'll be putting all that information on online on our website, so you can check in to see who you're listening to and what country it's coming from. We started with the first song of our trip in northern Mali with a band I've had the pleasure of seeing perform a few times here in the Bay Area. And right now, this is a song from Lebanon called Dance of Maria. Next up, we're going to go to Sudan, Ethiopia, Thailand, Argentina, Morocco. You get the idea. We're taking a trip. We're getting the hell out of here. Cheap pooch.